thanks for calling the MGT hotline. This is Alan Miles. This bank holiday weekend has been a pretty eventful period. As you probably know, I'm not on the design side of the company, I'm the marketing man, but this weekend has made me glad that I'm not the designer. As we've been telling you, all the really complex components of the coupe have been designed. The ASIC, that's well underway, so is the casing and the keyboard. But the printed circuit board, or PCB for short, that wasn't quite so much of a priority. It only takes 3 or 4 weeks, once we've designed it, to manufacture the card. And in the prototype stage, you can use lengths of wire to join the components up, which is what we've done. But for the past couple of weeks, we've been working on the real PCB. Now, because of the case design, the PCB is T-shaped. On either side of the central part of the board, we've left room for the disk drives, so that you can slot in one disk drive on each side of the computer. That method of design was great for the disk drives, but it has given problems with the PCB. And to make life more difficult, there are support pillars to strengthen the case that go onto the PCB, or through it, in fact. And, of course, the lines on the PCB can't go through the pillars. So all last week and right through the weekend, the lights have been burning very late here at the MGT offices while the team grappled with the problem. There are solutions, of course. We could put in extra layers of PCBs, but we don't want to do that because that would put up the price and make the computer difficult to manufacture. Well, we're now making real progress, and in fact, this is the sort of situation we've been through many times before. Every time we design an interface, just as we're sailing through, we suddenly come up against a problem which at first seems unsurmountable. But we're finding a way, and we console ourselves by saying that if everything was easy, then everyone would be designing computers. We haven't quite solved it yet, but we'll update you just as soon as we have. We thought it would be interesting for you to hear about some of the dramas of computer design. More news soon, and we'll be telling you, I hope, that we solved the problem.
Hello, this is Bruce Gordon. Thank you for calling the Sam Coupe hotline. Last week, Alan was telling you about Sam's printed circuit board and how it wasn't proving to be easy getting all of Sam's electronic parts into the space that we had allotted inside the case. Well, I can now report that the board is finished and is now being manufactured for use in the production of Sam. Great news, and I must say it had me worried for a little while. We've also second-sourced the manufacture of the ASIC through VLSI of America. And I can now tell you of a little change to the colour palette specification. Instead of the 64 colour palette originally on the Sam Coupe, we now have 128 colours to play with. This gives us better shading on the artist's screens. And I should say that Bo Jangerberg, the programmer of Artist 2, influenced us a little bit on this change. He tells us that this will make us compatible with some of the outstanding graphic screens that the Atari and the Amiga can show. I'm very busy at the moment with tying up loose ends and signing off the final touches to Sam, and it's very exciting to see the completion of development and the start of the production phase. Over the next few weeks, I'll be going into more specific detail in all of the major parts of the Sam Coupe, including the keyboard, ASIC, memory, and some of the Sam basic commands. Thank you for calling, and I'll talk to you next week.
This is Alan Miles, and what a busy, exciting Sam Coupe week it's been this week. Yesterday, Tuesday, most of the MGT team travelled down to London to introduce the Coupe to the press. We had almost 30 journalists there, not just the Sinclair magazines, but people from The Guardian, The Independent, and so on. And it was the first time we'd shown a fully working Coupe in public, not just the prototype now, but the actual machine. You see, within the last week, it's all been coming together. We've told you how the ASIC works, showing 128 colours on screen now, not just 64. And you've heard all about the problems we had designing the printed circuit board. Well, on Thursday last week, the actual manufactured PCB arrived back, and samples of the plastic case came in. So the weekend was spent hand-building the first three machines, with all the actual components. We called in Andy Wright, who reports that 99% of the basic is complete, and he then worked with Bo Jangerberg. Together they started preparing a whole series of software screens to show off the full graphics power of the coupe. Well, you know what programmers are like? Perfectionists. They kept wanting to improve things and improve things. They worked all day Monday, all Monday night, Bo, Andy, Bruce Gordon. They drove down to London, worked some more, and 2 minutes before the presentation was due to start at noon on Tuesday, announced that they'd finished. More frayed nerve ends. But what a job they'd done. With the new graphics capabilities of the ASIC, they actually managed to transfer screens from the ST onto the coupe. You know the screens I mean. The Sphinx screen, you've all seen that, I'm sure. Bugs Bunny eating a carrot. And you just wouldn't be able to tell the difference between an ST screen and a coupe screen. that we're in a different gear now. All the elements are coming together, and the mid-November date that we've anticipated for first shipments looks increasingly possible. There could still be unforeseen problems lurking around the corner, but we have a very strong sense that we're almost there. More next week.
Hello, thanks for calling the MGT Sam Coupe hotline. We've been really busy the last couple of weeks, not attending the PC show, but making sure that we get Sam out by the last weeks in November, and also making sure that other people are getting our product in time for launch. We've been speaking to people like US Gold, Activision, System 3, Codemasters, Virgin, Domark, Audiogenic, and from all of them, it looks as though we'll be seeing game software at or very close to launch. Also utilities from Tasman and Hisoft, so that's all very good news. Meantime, Bruce Gordon has been working really hard with Andy Wright, who's doing the BASIC. Bruce, what in fact has been happening downstairs?
Well, Alan, we've been debugging some of the more elaborate commands in the BASIC, getting to know some of the new keywords, such as death bind key, procedure, discussing with Andy how the new disk operating system extends the BASIC and interfaces with it. Also, how to fit it all in the ROM, because there's more features than I've ever seen on a BASIC before.
So, what would you say is the most outstanding feature of the BASIC?
The most outstanding feature in the BASIC? I suppose it's the Blitz command. What Andy's done is, whenever you've got a color graphics presentation on the screen, the first time that the BASIC runs it, it compiles into machine code so that subsequent runnings run at something like 3 or 4 times the speed.
Right, well, I'm sure we'll be hearing lots more about the BASIC soon. Now, in the meantime, if you'd like to get a brochure on the coupe from us, we'll be issuing those towards the end of this month. If we've got your name on the database already and you've made contact with us, don't worry, because you'll be getting one as a matter of course. If you haven't made contact with us before, please call the customer care department, that's 0792 791100, and they'll make sure that you get a brochure. Thanks for calling.
Bye.